I had to constantly fight off feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, depression. At times, I thought about suicide. At other times, sometimes I was doubting what my own senses were telling me. Like, am I really here in prison for a murder and rape I didn't commit? So there was that part of it. And then I would describe it as a nonstop obstacle course, you know, with the guards, prisoners, and the staff as obstacles to the main goal, which is overturn the conviction, regain my freedom. To put further perspective, I mean, I didn't graduate high school. I didn't go to the prom. Births, deaths, weddings, holidays, rites of passage, finishing my education at a more traditional age, being on my way into career. I mean, I it wasn't just the loss of freedom, but I mean, all those things. And then, you know, prison was very dangerous. I was beat up at times. One time I was almost killed. I got hit on the side of my head multiple times with a 10-pound weight plate because the prisoners thought I was a rapist and I was guilty.